Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
Are you a business professional who wants to earn your MBA locally on the weekend? There's an opportunity coming up. Let's go in depth with Dale Seifert with UNI. So Dale, you've got another hometown MBA session coming up this summer. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, we do. The hometown program is a series of courses that we offer in three locations in Western Iowa. And we were in Pella 5 or 6 years ago, so it's time to come back to Pella. So we're going to be offering a series of courses in Pella, Iowa. Last one we did was in Mason City, and the next one in the cycle would be Fort Dodge.
Okay, so you bring UNI's well-respected MBA program to those different communities, and I presume in each of those communities, people come from other counties too, right?
Right. That they're set up to be sort of the center of about a 100-mile radius of areas that are not currently served by other universities. And so people can come in. The courses are on the weekends, Friday evening and Saturday. So our faculty commute down on Friday night and leave on Saturday night. And we've had many students who do it that way and actually spend some time overnight. Maybe they have relatives or a job obligation or something. But we have a lot of students who just make that commute. It's, you know, depending on where you live, it's good times of the day, I guess, is the best way to describe it for making a commute, Friday afternoon and then Saturday.
And so these are for working professionals?
Yes. Our program is specifically designed for working professionals here on campus or in any of our locations, actually. Our typical student has about 7 years professional experience and then has moved up the ranks a bit and is ready to look at a general management position or career change or just making somebody available for a promotion. And we spend a fair amount of time talking about applications. There's some academic basis, obviously, and research-based management understanding and theory, but the point is to say, how would you do this in your own organization? And it's one of the best things about the program, actually, is that you're sitting in a classroom with 20 other people from your business community who can discuss the kinds of things that are going on in your own economic environment and market.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Dale Seifert with UNI about their MBA program. And so people are, they're not just learning, you know, from the professor's management, they're interacting with other professionals in the area and building relationships with them.
Absolutely. And most of our professors try to engage the students in some sort of consulting, maybe a formal consulting situation, more often kind of a project-based learning. And students are invited to bring projects in from their own companies or from colleagues' companies. And sometimes we'll facilitate that, trying to, you know, we work with our own business and community services unit quite a bit in identifying businesses in all parts of the state, actually, that can use some expertise on, you know, some of these smaller questions. So, for instance, the research course might do a market research project for a client in Pella or Knoxville or another community nearby, so that you're also interacting with business people across the community.
Well, the normal procedure is that somebody gets a bachelor's degree and then gets an MBA. I presume it's the same here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Any degree is acceptable. What we find is that, well, originally the MBA was designed for non-business people who wanted to add the business understanding so that they could go from their specialist position as an engineer, for instance, is actually still very common for us. We have engineers who want to move up into management, but they've never taken those business courses. Now, you don't need basic business courses at that point because you've been in the business for a while. So the MBA is the higher level conceptual management thinking and functional cross understanding, so you can see what's going on in other units of your organization. And that's the ideal MBA situation. We do have a large number of people who got an undergraduate degree, but also in a specialty like finance or accounting. And so they're also needing to move into that higher level executive thinking kind of management thought.
Some of those disciplines, so engineering, like engineering and accounting, their curriculum is so tight as part of the BA, they can't take anything outside of their discipline. And
exactly.
Okay. And so this is to provide them with that broader experience.
Yeah, broader and also at a higher level. If you're still 24 and you just got your accounting degree, you really don't know enough about how businesses work to be able to start to think in terms of the organizational design and the political environment and the day-to-day just ambiguity of what the markets really look like and what products actually, how they're perceived by customers. Some of those kind of, I guess, more abstract and more difficult, sometimes we call them wicked problems. They don't give you those as an undergrad because would just be too much for you. But once you've started to work in a business, you realize that there is this other kind of what we call managerial thinking or managerial mindset that tries to pull a lot of those things together.
Well, you know, there's something else going on too, in the sense that some businesses, I'm just going to be frank about this, aren't managed very well. They're still successful, but management can be a mess. And people in those kinds of businesses might really profit from that.
Well, there's a couple of things that go in with that. Yeah, you may not have gotten a lot of good mentoring and good role models where you happen to land working. So there's that. But there's also this, I don't know how I want to say this. It's not that you're always unsuccessful, but sometimes you don't know why you're successful. So it's not always exactly bad management. It's more like unthinking management or sort of accidental management. You may have done absolutely the right thing without understanding why you did it. So even if you come from a company that has actually been very successful, you may not understand why things worked any more than if you come from a place that doesn't have good management, you may not see what does work. So it kind of doesn't matter. It's not like you just want to get people who don't know how to manage. Sometimes you want to get people who do know how to manage, but they don't know why what they're doing works. And what that does is it means they can't then train the next level. So if you've got we've had a number of CEOs come through the program who've been very successful, but they don't really know how to develop their next level staff because they don't really know what they did right. They know they did it right, but they didn't have a good theory of how to tell somebody else what to do.
Well, and there's also...
That makes sense.
Yeah, no, it makes sense, but it's also, they could be successful, but they could have been much more successful if they knew what they were doing.
There's always that. And my sense is that it's not even that you get, I mean, an individual can be very successful, but without a successful team, the company is only going to be as successful as that one individual. And if you can't develop the next level below you, you can't guarantee that the company is going to be sustainable or that it can be, that it can grow, that you can expand your territories because you're the only person who knows what you're doing, right? So I think of, in many ways, I think of an MBA program as learning how not just to be a good manager, but how to develop management skills. And it might be across your community, it might be across your company, it might be just your own department, but those are really pretty key skills to develop.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Dale Seifert with UNI about their MBA program.
How is the program structured and what are the classes?
Well, the classes involve the basics of a general business MBA program. It's 30 units, 10 courses, and the courses themselves have all the obvious names like managerial accounting and managerial finance and markets. Marketing management, cross-functional operations, business strategy. So they're the fundamental management skills that need to cross all functions. So somebody gets the perspective of accounting and the perspective of management information systems and the perspective of finance. The courses are offered in a sequential manner, so you're never taking two at a time, which I think is particularly nice for working professionals. We offer each course over 8 to 12 weeks, kind of depending on how many holidays show up during any specific period of time. And the courses are always offered, they're not exactly every other weekend, but we never have courses two weekends in a row. So, and then we add in spaces for Mother's Day and Easter and Tulip Time and all the other holidays that we don't want to have classes on. So that's why the classes vary somewhat depending on what time of year.
And where are you looking for a start date for this upcoming session?
I'm hoping for mid to late June. We know we want to offer three courses. We want to get three courses done by the middle of December. Early December would be a little bit better. So the latest that we can comfortably start is July, and I'd like to be starting about mid-June so that we've got a little bit more. Especially in the summertime, people have vacation plans and expectations, and we've got a couple of holidays that kind of take a whole weekend, and we do need to leave some space for all of that. So mid-June is where I'm aiming.
Okay, so how do people learn more about it? I presume they can Google UNI MBA program Pella.
They certainly could do that, or you can email, and our email is impossibly easy, mba@uni.edu.
Wow, that is easy.
Yeah, we did that on purpose.
Yeah, I can even remember it, mba@uni.edu.
Yeah, that's the idea, and easy to find. And that will get answered by, generally speaking, Colleen Sassman, who's our admissions advisor, and she can answer all the questions and find out the answers, and I certainly can be part of that conversation if something else comes up.
Now, what if I was, somebody that went to college and, you know, got a lot of B's and C's and learned that maybe I was partying too much or didn't do what I needed to do, and so I'm, you know, not that A student, but I've got lots of experience and a real desire to learn and grow.
And that's why we have a provisional admission is what we call it for folks who have something less than a 3.0 GPA. What we have found is that grown-ups do much better in school, regardless of what their GPAs were as undergrads, for exactly all the reasons that you suggest. And so we certainly wouldn't want somebody to get into the program and not do well, but we really do not find that undergraduate GPA has any correlation at all with success in the program. The other thing that we will waive for people with more than 5 years work experience is the GMAT. They don't have to take the admission exam either.
Well, that's important.
And again, it stops being a good predictor of success after people have work experience. That just trumps anything that they might have done in terms of academic preparation. Not entirely. You can't be completely clueless about mathematics, you know, but people who've been working for a while have got all those basics figured out.
So you've had a lot of success stories, I presume.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We've had success stories in Pella. We've had some really awesome success stories in Mason City. We've had plenty of success stories here on campus. We've been in this business for 30 years now, so we have a whole lot of alumni that have gone on to great, wonderful things.
Thanks to Dale Seifert for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.